You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. We search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Boogeyman?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Boogeyman?
Oh, not too much.
Are you still stressing over all this stuff, or what are you doing?
No, I'm not stressed. I just called you to give you an update on what happened today. I won't waste too much of your time. So your friend Linda, tried to get her, sick her cult members on me today, right? So I'm exposing, all of her horse shit and her minions' horse shit on the, in the free-for-all chat where they're just trying to bury my links, right, by calling me names and shit, right? So I continue to expose her, and then she goes over to the IPS Discord and, asking for help, please, tell this guy, he's saying the jumpers are real. We have to, tell him that they're not. And, I have all the screenshots, right? So she went behind my back and tried to sick her dogs on me, and they all ganged up on me in the Discord, along with your friend Tim Osman, which he's been fully exposed, right? So I tried to call him while he was rapid fire questioning me, and they were all ganging up on me. So I called him and he wouldn't answer, said he's busy, but he kept asking me questions. And then he said, "Oh, I'm going live." And then I tried calling in, and he wouldn't answer. And then he's done with the show. He blocks me.
Are you on the IPS forum?
I'm on the Discord, yes. Oh, not anymore. He just blocked me, just now.
Oh,
so I just
wanted
to let you know that, he's a certified fraud, because he could have just called me, right, or let me on the platform, and, whatever happens, right? But he just decided to pull all of the classic gatekeeper tactics, including them all ganging up on me, asking me question after question and saying, "Oh, you can't even answer simple questions," but they're asking me rapid fire questions, multiple people, right? So it's they're like, "Oh, you don't even know what you're talking about. You can't answer this or that." And they're just, and it's just like,
well,
that's just so
on
intellectually,
the IPS forum.
That's just so intellectually dishonest that he loses all credibility, because he's obviously a well-spoken guy. He can think for himself, but that's obviously juvenile, and I obviously don't care about getting banned from Discord. It's all cult members there, and they all just follow whatever he says.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's why people are on certain forums, because they believe it, agree with it. Most people don't hang out.
You used the right word the first time, believe, and that's what cult members do. They believe. Researchers figure out what they can know and go forward, building a foundation built upon solid research, not beliefs.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm not calling to, cry to you or say, "Oh, I want to talk to him," or whatever. No, he's just been fully exposed, completely. He's saying, he's, I call him a coward. All right. So this is a cowardly act. And, then he cries uncle and says, "Oh, you're attacking me." But then he switches my username. He goes in and switches my username to lazy. Yes. Tim Osman.
And he
not
called
to be trusted.
Lazy?
Yeah, he switched my username. He went in and edited my username. But he doesn't. But he has that time to answer the phone, though. He's at work. But
he has
time to. Well, that's what he said. The first he said, "I'm working," or he said, "I'm at work. I can't talk. I'm going live soon."
Yeah,
and
well, he's at work.
I'm like, "Oh, you have to, that's convenient. You can troll me right now, but you can't answer me when I'm calling you," because they were ganging up on me. So I was just like, "Look, let me just call him. to try to explain to him my position, because maybe he doesn't understand that, like, you know, I understand that, like, the planes were fake, right? And they faked stuff, but that doesn't mean everything is fake. And he gave no rational arguments for the videos I posted. He just posted a photo of a falling man, and it's like, that's a straw man, because I'm referencing three videos shot by three different cameras. I'm not talking about a photo that Elton John bought. Like, that's a non sequitur. It doesn't fit with.
I know, you already talked about it. Okay.
Yeah. So I just want to let you know that he's completely full of shit, and he posted some, another Discord.
You're disagreeing with him. I don't like.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm telling you he's full of shit. I'm not saying, oh, I disagree with Tim Osman. Obviously, I do. I'm saying he's full of shit.
Yeah.
And he, like, played me. He didn't give me a chance to talk or anything. He just, they all ganged up on me with Linda. Linda started this. She went over there and tagged me, like, hey, and tagged the podcast from yesterday. He's like, hey, like, this guy says the fallen man is real. Get him, basically. I'll send you the screenshot. But
okay.
It's just ridiculous. It's not I disagree. I'm telling you, he's not a trustworthy individual. Because just because I question what he says doesn't mean you get to name call me and block me just because I'm not one of your cult members and say what you want.
Well, I disagree with you and I don't block you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're real.
I don't know. I don't know why he blocked you. I can't speak for him. I can only speak for myself.
That's fine. But that show that I posted about the 2014 where Johnny Clues or whatever that guy's name is complaining to you about Marcus Allen. How many people have to complain to you about him being a piece of shit before you disassociate yourself with him? You give him his own show on your platform, and all he is a shill ever since he first popped up on the show. I'm sorry?
A shill for what?
Okay, I'll give you an example. Like, when you said, like, you said many years ago, oh, there's no reason to look into this. It's pointless. 9/11. Like, that's what a gatekeeper does, so you don't get to the bottom of anything. Like, say, don't look here. Like, actually, or say, why are you here, right? It's like, it's obvious why I'm here, just like everyone else, to share information, to talk. It's like, why are you here? It's like, oh, so I can't be here if I disagree with Linda Curtis, right? It's like, Linda Curtis is one person.
You
and I've gotten plenty of direct messages saying, look, thank you. She is just wasting space and time, okay? I've got plenty of messages. You know, so I know there's real people that are, like, observing this. That's why I post, because I know there's real people looking. I know there's trolls and cult members on there, but I post because there's real people. I don't care about the trolls. But it's getting ridiculous to the point where I was just minding my business in your Discord, and she goes and tries to sick her dogs on me from another one. I didn't even put anything in IPS's Discord. But obviously I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to start calling names. I'm sorry.
How'd you get into his Discord? Were you already a member?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, maybe she was just looking for others to refute your claims.
But why? Why? It's a whole different
Discord. Maybe she didn't have enough refutation.
Of course she doesn't, because she's full of shit. She doesn't have any substance. She just believes. That's all she does. She doesn't know anything. And she says, we can't know anything. That's the dangerous part, right? It's like, we can't know, and there's nothing to look at here. You're wasting your time. That's shillery. Like, that's gatekeeper.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You said that. Yeah.
So,
it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting that he has this prowess. Like, you listen to him talk, you're like, wow, he's so well-spoken. He can bring down
good
concepts so well. But yet, he's going to treat me like an enemy when all I did was disagree, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you can disagree on things, and
we leave it out
move
there.
Move on.
Look at and make their own decisions.
Because that's what makes it interesting, right? Is that everyone's sharing their ideas and putting things together, not just denying and say, oh, denied, it's fake. And, you know, you're in the name calling. And, oh, I'm a 9/11 shill. And it's like, from any casual fly on the wall looking at this, it's obvious what's going on. So you've seen I sent you the caveman video, right? I don't know if you watched
I've been working the whole day.
Right. Watch the caveman video. It's only a couple of minutes.
Are you talking about the Phil Hartman skit? I'll look at that.
Let me tell you a couple of minutes. It's just people playing stupid. Like, look, Marcus Allen is not helping you. He's discrediting you, right? Like, by associating yourself with him. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you how it looks to someone who's grounded in reality. Okay?
Yes,
like,
you are.
it doesn't look good for you, because I respect you, and
thank
I
you.
Understand it. Like, I like the way you you have like an Art Bell approach, right? Like, you let the person talk, and you know, you're not, you know, you talk back, but you give them a chance, right? And on the surface, Tim Osman, if you listen to his show, right, like, he gives people the opportunity to speak, right? And regardless of how stupid they sound, right? Because some of those people on there sound crazy. But he gives them their chance, right? And that's awesome. Regardless, but when it comes to me, like, when I'm over the target, over the real target, then you get the real flack, right? But obviously these retards calling in, he let them talk and say whatever, right? But he's not going to answer my call. He's not even going to give me the opportunity to disagree in a respectful way, because he knows I'm over the target. And that's highly suspicious, right? Because you know, you listen to him, he lets people talk, regardless of what they're saying on there. And this is the same guy, like your friend Hoy, he says, oh, The Weeknd is Justin Bieber. Oh, that's a cute little turd to throw in your juke bowl. Oh, The Weeknd is Justin Bieber. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and all the vax deaths are hoax. Yeah, nothing to see here. But focus, look, check out that Bieber Weeknd, right? Discredit. No one's going to take him serious after that. And that's his goal.
I just have to rely on my children. I know. It does seem to discredit. I don't know.
It doesn't add up to the other thorough foundation. Now, he just popped on the scene. I don't know what his research foundation is for the stuff we talk about, right? But he's an auto hoaxer, right? So it's like, I mean, you don't need much research if you just auto hoax, right? You just hoax it, and then you just work around it. Like, you just talk around to fit your narrative, and then just call people shill if they say it's real. Or someone like, look, I have a personal experience with this. Oh, well, you're they're basically planting that seed of doubt. It alone is dangerous, right? So, oh, well, we can't trust anybody that was a witness on 9/11 or anything, right? Now, what that does is plant the seed that, like, nothing can be known. Go away. Resistance is futile, which is ridiculous.
Well, it might be reality, though, around the PSYOP industrial complex, where they make it so confusing. How can you verify certain things? You can't.
Can verify some things. Yeah, there's certain things that
you
can't verify. I agree.
We don't need a theory. We just have to show that what they're saying can't be true.
Exactly.
I just made a clip from the Space Busters interview. Steve, he's a great guy. And he said, it's up to the accuser prove their case, not the defense.
Right. So where's the proof for Justin Bieber being The Weeknd?
Yeah, he needs to prove that he is. We don't need to prove that he is.
Right. Where is it? There is no proof for that. So
I
lack
really,
substance there.
Yeah, I agree. I've
should
never
just
looked
drop
into
it. Right?
It
like, you don't have to stick to that. He's sticking it because it's part of his spiel.
I know.
He could just let
he
it
does
go.
Does bring it up.
But
he does repeat it endlessly, and it's...
He likes
I look
the,
at,
he
I
wants could, the turd there. He could take the turd out.
Yeah, that's true.
Speech it there. Just like Hoy could re-race that Brian Staley shit and save some of the forum's credibility. But anyone thorough enough to look through all of it is going to be like, oh, this dude's a clown. Like, he's talking about this guy's a fake when he's not. I can verify that, right? Like, you're talking about, oh, well, there's things that we can't verify. We can verify that Brian's real. We can verify that Justin Bieber and that Weeknd are not the same person because you got pictures of them in the same picture. You have photos of them together. So, see, that's what I mean by being thorough. Like, that's something you can prove that he just played caveman. He's like, oh, I
don't
know.
Don't
you can't prove it.
To me.
You know, you can't prove anything.
Photos don't prove anything.
All right, well, what if
so.
I said there's a video of them together moving around? I know, that's not
good.
But you know,
I watch
here's the thing. I know you're playing devil's advocate, but you know those are two different people, right?
I'm not.
You know.
Forrest Gump. Man, he was shaking JFK's hand. Did that look real to you?
No.
No, it looked pretty. It was pretty damn impressive, though,
but
wasn't
it? It was
come
impressive.
On, man.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time, if not my
it
favorite
so
movie of all time. But it doesn't
but it
look real, though. Like, you can pretend and say, you can play caveman and say it looks real, but it doesn't look real, right? So
it looks damn
and we know it's a movie, too. Like, we know Tom Hanks didn't meet JF Kennedy, right? So we
That's
can
right.
prove that, right? You can say, oh, we can't prove anything from a video. We can prove that Tom Hanks did not shake John F. Kennedy's hand.
Yeah, well.
We can prove that.
Go ahead.
We can prove that The Weeknd and Justin Bieber are two separate entities. And you can say,
you got to get them both
planting a seed of doubt just because you want to play devil's advocate, right? Like, we know they're two different people.
Well,
like,
I don't
we
even
have
know.
To start somewhere.
Bieber, and I don't even know what Weeknd live, what he looks like, honestly. But I don't care.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know that guy. So I don't know. I only hear about him through Kim Osman, and I just my children if they ever heard about
him. Well, don't you think it's suspicious that both of these people who seem smart are playing dumb in those regards to Brian Stavey?
He does say some dumb things. They both say dumb things, yeah. But I'm not out to disprove them. I'm out to gather the best info I can and put it in my own package and try and keep the crap out.
Keep Marcus Allen.
I know you don't like.
Well, I mean, for years, how many people have to tell you your daughter, what's her face, Uncle Odd, me, you know, I've heard other people complain about him too.
Oh, everyone complains about Marcus.
Right. So why are you doing this? If you go to his website, it's a Potemkin village. All it has is your audios on it. Are you kidding me? There's nothing.
I know.
There's nothing else there.
He's on them too, but I was wondering where his daily show was.
There's nothing there except for your audios on his website. Like, and he's full of shit. And he's associated with your network. And now you've been compromised because of him.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's on purpose or just him being a crazy person is up for debate.
I still like the guy. I know you. Listen, he gets the most views. I think most of his stuff on my site, those are the most viewed videos, I think. But he does have a huge audience.
But if he's compromised, then that would explain it, though, right? Like, why he gets the most and why he just pops up everywhere. This guy, it's crazy, because if I showed up on the scene, right, like, you know, and I was saying the things he would, like, oh, you guys would be ridiculing me and calling me names, and I would not be taken seriously. So I don't understand why he is. Like, look what happened to me in the IPS. Like, I was just stating facts and sharing links, and then they turned it into calling me names and blocking for having a different opinion, which that's very cultish and suspicious. Because in a place like that, where they're talking about crazy shit like Bieber or whatever the hell they're talking
about, you know what?
Right?
Go ahead.
Then
put that stuff up. Put that stuff up on my
forum,
and we'll discuss it.
I did. That's where I had it first. But Linda went over. I told you, and she went to the other one and started talking shit. Someone sent me the screenshots. I didn't know that was happening.
Put it on the forums, not in the Discord, because I don't really consider the Discord.
Sure.
Research. That's just a chat room. If you really want to drill into it, you can put it on the forums. Are you on the forums? The Ecologist forum?
I will today. I was just doing it from my phone, but yeah, I'll share the pertinent.
You can do that on your phone too. The forums you can do on the phone. The forums format beautifully on the browser. Did you know that? I actually have.
I've never even went to the forums browser from my phone.
Well, trust me, they look great on the phone. I was using an app called Tapitalk, and I was spending a lot of time trying to make that work. And I did get it working, but then I realized, why am I doing this? Because the forums format on a browser on the phone, fine. And you can use all the little features that are in the forum software, where an app has to translate every feature, and it doesn't translate every feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I actually dropped the support for the app because I thought I don't have time to keep this connected because it's always changing too. Mm-hmm. So I dropped Tapitalk and just use the forums. And I post on the forums all the time, and it actually works better than WordPress. It's faster because WordPress, right. I don't know, maybe the database is too big.
Yeah, I've posted. I was just trying to share it with people that I know could appreciate the information. I know over there they're more like a cult, you know. So I didn't even attempt to, because stuff's moving way faster over there, and that was not my intention. You know what I mean? Like, but she wants to put my name over there and call me names. She's calling me names unprovoked.
But remember, Discord is impossible to search because it's just one scrolling conversation that's completely unthreaded. They actually have threads, but nobody uses them. But
I'm new to this, so, you know, I'm learning on the fly, like, how all that works. I just got bombarded, like, so I don't feel bad that I can't go there anymore. But it's just like, if you're going to be on the fringe, right, with these different topics, right, why ban someone who is just basically saying, you know, that, like, I think some people were trapped above the impact.
Most of us think the whole thing is an illusion, including me. But I don't mind you saying it, because if you say it, others might think it as well, and we'd like to show you're wrong, and then others can do it.
Yeah, but that's not what happened, right? So that no one can prove me wrong at this point, because the videos are real, right? Like, you can't prove
either. It's not both ways. I don't think you can prove the videos are real at all. But you say you can, but I don't.
But saying that is shilly and gatekeeping.
Because
it's not true. Like, you can prove it.
That is my opinion.
So by declaring that, like, you're basically shutting the door, right? Like, you're shutting the door behind you, saying
that you can't prove it.
My
mind is shut on the case, but I don't mind if you try and reopen it. My mind is quite shut on the case.
I'm not trying to reopen your mind. I'm saying you're wrong. Like, you understand? Like, I know you're not going to switch your position.
Okay, well,
I'm saying
you're wrong. You're wrong. The videos are fake. Steve Diak knows that, and he's probably deliberately doing it to discredit the whole "this is an illusion" campaign. This is a modern movie. That's all.
So
we can see these ways on it.
So if you're saying it's fake, then don't you have to prove that it's fake?
No, you have to prove it's real. I am not bringing the evidence.
So me as a real person, I have to prove that I'm real to you? Like, he's real. So even now, like, if someone said, hey, is Mark real? You would say, oh, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know who you work for. You could work for the intelligence agency.
Would you say, if they said, well, you think you can prove it one way or the other? What would you say?
I'd say you have to prove that you're real and you have real intentions. I don't have to prove you're not.
I asked you, could you? Like, you think you could prove one way or the other?
Me? The thing I could prove you're real?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to prove you're real.
See, that's what I mean. Like, you're, like, that's false.
I don't even know if I could prove I'm real.
See, that's what I mean. Like, that's also false.
Right?
I'd have to prove that you're real, right? Like,
I'd have to prove that's another false statement, right?
So just because you say something.
No, it's not obvious. I'd have to prove.
Well, you said you can't prove that you're real.
I said maybe I can, maybe I can't.
But that's not true, though. So it's a false statement.
I'd have to bring witnesses to prove I'm real and my intentions are true.
Oh, you mean prove you're real to other folks, not yourself.
Okay. I know I'm real. I can feel myself.
Well, that's
myself.
What I thought you meant. Like, you can't prove. I'm like, I misread what you meant. You're saying that you can't prove to other people that you're real, right? But you could.
That's a little philosophical there.
You could. Especially to me. I'm on the other side of the lake.
Is it hot over there, by the way?
Not as hot as it was yesterday.
Man, it's hot over here.
It rained. Off and on today.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the radar. You got the rain coming across down there. It hasn't come up here over the lake.
Yeah.
But it is.
That's all you need to know, that I'm real right there.
Well, if you do that, you can read a radar. I got it.
But if you don't, I know you don't really live your life like that, right? Like, questioning, like people that call you of whether they're real or not. Like, I know you don't. You just kind of, like, take it for what it is.
Well, yeah, I just hope you're real, but I'm not out to discredit every single call.
You don't have to hope I'm real. Like, you're not actively hoping I'm real, right? You're just talking to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not...
I hope you're not real or believe I'm real.
You could know, but you choose not
the
to.
The conversation.
And that's your choice,
the...
and that's fine. I choose to know, right? My life, philosophically, I don't think that it's necessary to believe anything. I think you can just live by what you know and go forward. Right? Like, fire's hot. I know that. Like, I go off a high building, I hurt myself. You just know certain things.
Yeah. Fire is hot. I will not test
that. You don't
that.
Have to believe it.
I will not test that hypothesis ever, that fire is hot. I believe it.
Like, I can't prove to you that my mother loves me, but I know she loves me. I don't have to believe that she loves me. I know it. Yeah. It's a known thing. It's not something that I would ever have to believe or hope in, right? It's just, it is what it is.
What about your dad?
I'm sorry?
What about your daddy?
What about him?
He love you?
Does he love me?
Yes!
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. We're talking about your mother. Your mother loves you, and I just asked if your daddy does.
Yeah, I think he loves me, but he's a narcissist, so.
No.
Yeah. So,
well, that's not good.
No. But he did plant the fakeology seed. I would say skeptic.
You gotta get him on the show. Can you get him on the show?
Nah, he's a normie. Oh. And I'm not talking to him right now. I haven't talked to him.
Oh, no.
Almost eight.
Is that a common thing in the black community? I don't want to stereotype, but I'm going to anyway.
Well, I've never gone this long without talking to my father.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone before this was probably...
Let's get to the heart of it. What's the problem?
Well, for one, him and my sister got the vaccine.
Oh, now,
mind you, I've been at this since 2004. I've been preaching to my blue in the face to them since 2004, too, about all of this kind of stuff, right? Like 9/11 and like why you need to figure out why they're tricking you, because there's going to be more tricks down the road. This isn't the end of it. So
how's their health?
Important. It's like, oh, well, why are you talking about this? Because they're going to trick you again. If you're not aware to like look for it, you're going to fall for it.
How is their health, Boogeyman?
Oh, my dad, I mean, up until very recently, he's in very good health. Swim.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking that vaccination wise.
Miles. Like, my dad does not look his age, that's for sure.
Be specific about the vaccine, not just did it affect him negatively.
Oh, I don't know. Like, he does, but he does get sick a lot. Like, he goes, like, he's got some type of form of asthma. I think it's like sports-induced asthma or some shit. So.
I got asthma. Mainly,
I understand.
Animal.
Like, if you're scared, you got a compromised immune system, and the TV did a good job of scaring you. All right, fine. You know, I understand. Like, I can't fault someone for thinking they're doing the right things for their body. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you think. Fine. I was just very disappointed that, like, my sister took the stance, like, oh, why can't you just wear a mask? Like, it's not that big a deal. And I'm like, what? What world did I drop into? To even say something like that to me tells me you are out of touch with reality. Like, you're not listening to me when I was telling you all these years, like, that, like, they faked the dang plane crashes and all this other shit. None of that, like, sunk in your head.
They never did listen. We now have proof.
Well, giving me lip service.
They never listened. Nobody listened.
But most people are cult members and they want to believe. They don't want to know. And then some people make me excuses and say, oh, we can't know. So we'll just auto-hoax it. And
well,
that'll be the end of it. Now, again.
Are we doing the show tomorrow?
Yes. Hoy.
At 8 o'clock, right?
Has his turd. Kim has his turd. And guess who your turd is? Marcus Stinkin' Allen.
He's going to love hearing
that. He doesn't have any work on his website except for your work.
Well, he used to have work. Is it all gone?
It's gone. Now, I'll give him that. A week or two ago, I went to his site, and he did have his little example of, like, you know, like, oh, what it, like, his fake village or whatever he was talking about building. Like, he had, like, pictures on, like, oh, it doesn't have to be. It could be nice and all that. Just pictures of nice condos and shit and, like, oh, we could do this and that. But that's it. Just some pictures of, like, oh, this is what we could do. That's it. Now there's nothing. All it is the audios, like, basically the Thursday audios. That's all that's on his channel.
Escape the New Normal is gone?
Escape the New Normal is a Potemkin village, like I said. If you go there right now,
all
that's on there are your audios. Now, I know he puts his name on it, and he's there to talk his shit, but it's your work.
Yeah.
And that's all he has. He doesn't have his own work. He doesn't have his own work on there. So, you know, and then he's like, they erased my information. Like, at what point are you going, I need to, like, disassociate myself from this guy, right? Because, like, look, like, I dropped the N-bomb on your chat. I could understand if you're like, look, I got to, like, let you go because I don't want that kind of stuff on my chat, right? And I'm like, I might disagree, but I understand, right? Because, you know, you don't want that on your... But this guy is a complete clown shield Jew, and like it's okay for him to just be a loser. Like,
you had to get the J word in, eh?
Sure, for sure. Because you think it's a coincidence that these people pop up everywhere, even though only 10% of the population?
J-ball. Come on.
Okay, well, he says, oh, he's not one, right? Like, that's like, oh.
You're relying on the old stereotype to make your case. That's not like
No,
you.
Not at all. I just did that now. I just brought that up. It's the first time I did. I'm not relying on it if that's the first time I brought it up.
You're talking about crapping in the punch bowl. You're doing so well, and then you have to drop that.
So did I discredit myself by saying that? Oh, I said something that's controversial.
Hold on one second.
I can't trust anything you say, right? But Marcus Allen gets a pass.
All right. I just
connected. What did you say?
No, I understand what you mean. It's like I didn't have to drop the J-bomb, right?
Yeah,
I was
you did.
Like, oh, what? But
why did you?
Luckily,
you're not gonna
block and ban me because I said that, right?
No, I don't. No,
because we're
heard
not
a
recording
lot.
Right now. We're just me and
we
you.
Are. We are recording.
Oh, we are? Oh, either way, I don't care. But
it's okay. This is a good call. All these calls are recorded. I've said that 100 times.
For sure.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just exposing you for arguing. You're arguing one way, and then you wreck your argument by falling for a stereotype.
Oh, it's wrecked. Oh, my argument's wrecked? Like Hoyt Pulloy's argument about the Sims is wrecked because he said Blanche Davis is a Sim? That kind of ruin your argument? Or when Marcus Allen says that, the troops can't tell if they're in Afghanistan or Iraq.
That's
like,
right.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
No,
I mean, I like it. Oh, okay. So I get it. You don't think he's ridiculous or you don't think what he says is ridiculous?
I think sometimes he says.
Is that why you feature him? He gets his own show?
He could have his own show anywhere. He's a guest on my own show. No, he challenges the narrative. That's what I like. That's why he's on my channel.
All right.
I hung up on the first day. You heard my old
I know.
Show.
You guys have been through this. Now, and I remember, dude, I remember when you first came on the scene, okay? And you challenged him.
You heard him on the first day.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, thank God. Like, you were a godsend because, like, you were kind of like, look, like, what, like, this guy, you know what I mean? You were basically calling him out on his bullshit. Just like everyone else that interacts with him for the first or second time.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point are you going to drop the caveman routine and, like, let this guy go? Let him do his own thing. But you know what's going to happen, right? He's going to turn on you like he turns on everybody. If you were to say, all right, you cut ties, he's gonna plant a seed of doubt about you and your intentions.
Show next Thursday. Are you gonna come up? I'm gonna invite you on the Super Show next Thursday. This will be good. This will be good. Can you make it
no,
on
it
that
won't
one?
Be good. It won't be good, dude.
It will be good.
Like,
it's a good video.
Dude. Like Marcus Allen is a shill. Like, why would I want to go on the call with a shill?
Well, hey, you're not afraid to, are you?
Of course not. I already did. Okay. So don't tell me I'm afraid. I did it already.
Okay.
You can talk to him right now. You can call him right now and I'll talk to him.
Okay. Well, he's I don't know.
But I want to do it off of the record.
No, we got to do it on the record.
All right, fine. I don't care. He on the record off. Either way, you can call him now. But I'm telling you, I'm not going
on
his
show.
No, I'm
not going to call him now because
I'm not going on his show, okay? Because that show, I don't want to be associated with it. Because
you don't have a reputation to uphold. Just show up. Come on, man. What are you doing?
I don't have a reputation to uphold?
There. You don't have a public reputation. What's the issue?
Yeah, but I made my name public. I didn't hide my face either, so I... You know, people can find me now, okay? Because I posted pictures in my real name. Like, so...
Okay.
You know?
Well, you should show up.
No, he's gonna... Like, you can't get anywhere with someone who's disingenuous. You understand that, right? Like, there's no use in having a conversation with someone who's not honest or you don't trust, right? You don't waste your time talking to someone who you can't rely on to, like, be honest.
I still think you should,
right?
You should argue with Marcus, because I don't like arguing on his behalf. You can come on the show and talk to him.
You
that's
don't
only
have to
fair.
Defend him. Like, he is wrong, you know? Like he is a liar. a provable liar. So,
okay, then you got to prove it to the court. Come on and prove it to the court.
Okay, so if you found out your wife is lying to you about something, right, and then she just doubles down and won't admit it, right? Like, then the talking's over, right? Like, it's like, all right, you had your chance. Now, like, you don't have any credibility anymore, so I don't want to talk to you.
Second chance.
I gave Marcus Allen a chance the other day when I said, look, like, just drop it. But he's like, oh, okay, you remember that. And then the next day, he doubled down with that stupid lie.
Anyway, make sure you come on Thursday.
Right, I know. You're just going to ignore that. All right. We had a talk, right? We all three of us, right? We had a talk.
Yeah, but let's talk about you and all your accusations.
We aired out our differences. I explained to him, like, why I called you, and I brought up his name, right, because of Chris, and we got through that, and he said, okay, right? I said, once, you know, shut up about it until you can prove it one way or the other. He's like, okay. And then the next day, he comes up with this stupid lie. So why would I want to go entertain someone like that? He's just going to say whatever he can say to fit the narrative, you know, so he can talk, right? Because if he had to just face the music and be truthful, like, it would be, the call would be over in 10 minutes. But he's just going to spin and spin and spin, and you're going to play devil's advocate and, you know, and give him credit. The only reason he has some credibility left is because of you.
Yeah, okay. So are you coming on?
I'll talk to him any other time but Thursday. How about that?
That's his showtime, though.
Right? Oh, that's his show. This is not a show. I'm not here to entertain you or anybody.
You're not?
So, no, I can talk. Like, if he wants to talk, we can talk any time besides then, right? Because I'm not here to entertain anybody. I don't get paid to entertain anyone on your show, right? So, I don't want to talk to him in that setting. That's his show, right? Like, so if he has something to say, if he wants to talk, we can talk anytime except for then.
Hmm. You drive a hard bargain.
Not really. Oh,
I have
available
a tight schedule.
6 days a week, and that's not good enough. I got to be available on his time.
You take Sundays off?
So you can play devil's advocate for him and give him a little bit of credibility? Because that's the only way he can have some. It's just me and him. He will get fried. He will be fried if it's just me and him. Okay? And that's not, obviously not going to happen. He won't let it happen. That's why he brought Linda on this week. Because she's one of his little auto-hominians. That's the main reason why he goes. Like, oh, is Linda and Marcus
a couple of
retards? Like,
you on, too.
Man.
You hear me?
You do a lot of
and
syllabus.
I'm not going to hear you. I'm not going to hear that. Look, those two are obvious clowns. I'm not going on with it. That's why I didn't go on last week. Because listen to the show. That show sucked. That show was terrible. Everyone go back and listen to that last Thursday audio. The only thing that saved it was your daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
It was your daughter.
You like the show. Thank you.
Suck. They have nothing to bring of substance. Just, oh, you don't know. And I believe. Just count how many times they say, I believe in that shit. I live by what I can know. So be a real fakeologist. You have to be grounded in reality or your foundation is flawed and you're going to be spinning in circles.
Yeah. Did you listen to the whole show?
It's like Simon pointed out a long time ago with these rockets don't work in space, right? So all the other shit on top of that is bullshit. You don't need to go any further than that. They can't. A rocket doesn't work in space. Theoretically, or whatever, what they call space, right? I don't even know if it's a real thing, but it can't work. So all the other shit it doesn't even matter, right? Like, Marcus Allen is full of shit. So anything he says doesn't matter. He's full of shit. Like NASA, provably. So why waste your time? He's the turd in your punch bowl. Like,
I know.
Brian Stavely is the turd in Hoy Polloi's punch bowl. And Weekend in Bieber, or Justin Bieber, whatever you want to call him, is the turd in IPX's punch bowl.
Oh,
and you could throw him out. You could throw Marcus out. He could throw the Weekend Bieber argument out. And Hoy and Simon and them could erase that off of their thread, but they won't because it's there on purpose.
That's all, folks.